This cup's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
And you win it, the new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Football, bloody hell. But they never give in. That's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we're bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Woo, sir. How you doing? How you doing? We're going straight to the locker room. Ole flew us out. This is the speech that should have been given. Warning, explicit content. It was a rough day.
Shut up. Get your damn headphones off or I'll rip them motherfuckers off. Get them off. Get them off. Look at me like that, you asshole there. Walk home. Dropping fucking balls. Grabbing and complaining about not damn starting. Catch a damn ball. Make a damn play. Shut the fuck up. Don't say a goddamn word to me. That's what I fucking think. Too many damn people think they got this shit made because they played on last year's team. Fuck that. You got to go out and you can smirk all you want to, but you got to go out and goddamn earn respect. And you ain't earned mine yet. You got to earn mine before you get back on the damn field. You think you're better than you damn are, and you ain't. We may be a team that just competes with an 0-3 team, but that ain't what your ass came here for. Some of you were brought here because we thought you were players. I think I may be wrong. I fucked up recruiting. Could I let your asses come in here? Some of you, I fucked up on recruiting. Now you either decide to play or your ass won't be around here anymore. Be the damn leader. Set your damn feet and throw it. It's all a fucking excuse. I'm tired of seeing us under fucking achieve.
Sir, well, you know, you let the boys have it.
You
know, the Everton draw, you know, always said, hey, we need a little American Red Devils.
A little freedom.
Yeah, we need to slap the boys around and get them to wake up a little bit. Sir, you woke them up.
Yeah, that was partly directed at Ole.
Ole, wake
up. Sir, you could have gotten it easy.
Wake up. You wanted to go that way. Sir, watching these performances. We just did the Patreon pod, breaking down September. These shit performances, they're bleeding into October. Shout out, join Patreon. They're the real MVPs. Appreciate all the American Devils, though. But hey, another tough day. 4:30, wake up. McFred. I get a McFred combo with cheese for breakfast, and that's not what I wanted.
Sir, Fred was the one with the headphones in. If you're wondering who Alex was yelling at with the headphones, it was Fred, for sure. Fred, the recruitment is, you think you're better than you are. Everyone on this team,
that's an
Everton team. That is an Everton team that came in here. After Aston Villa came in here, after Villarreal came in here. Look, we pipped one on Villarreal, but you're letting people come in our house. There's got to be a little passion, a little fire there, sir. The only thing I'd say, a little less F-bombs. That was aggressive.
A little aggressive.
But, you know, you can hurt someone's feelings. A lot of social media posts, United players, not the result we wanted. Everyone sharing and liking and everything like that. It's not what we need. We need wins. We need results. This team, not good enough for Manchester United's. You know, sir, we can slate them all day. They deserve it. They know they deserve it. But there's never been a better time to draw Everton at home. 1-1. International break around the corner. Ole streaky to the downside. He's streaky to the upside. We have seen him turn it around. We've seen this team barely make it an international break. Last year, we've seen them come out hot against big opposition. That's what October is about, sir. We got Leicester, Atalanta. We got the Scouse Bastards, Tottenham. List goes on and on. Then, November, we got shitty. A lot of big games. We've seen Ole turn it around against big teams. We're not playing well, but somehow I've seen him pull the rabbit out of the hat before. I've seen us struggle against bad teams and then all of a sudden turn it around against tough teams. It's the mystery of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. It's the mystery of this team at the moment, sir. We turn up in big games. The easy teams, we struggle.
I mean, this is written in the stars. If you look at Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's past managerial reign at Manchester United, usually seasons don't start that well. You know, even by his record, this is a pretty good start to the season based on the points we picked up. Easy run of games, and the run of games is about to change. But also, we've seen that movie before. It's like that brings up the best sometimes in this side, sometimes in this manager. the McFred combo he's been running at and running at and running at, you know, even against these lowly sides, which didn't work today, didn't work against Villa. Out of ideas, that often works against the Liverpool of the world.
I can't believe it.
So I guess like he's ready to unleash the beast, which is McFred with cheese. I got it today. Didn't work for me. Didn't go down well. Upset my
stomach. I'll tell you, first thing. Okay, first of all, Alex.
Furious.
Alex made it to this game at 4:30. First thing he said is, I woke up for McFred. You were like so upset. you want to get into like the crux of the biscuit with Ole and some of the decisions. Aston Villa looked horrible.
Horrible.
And then you come back a week later, you play the same team against arguably a better team, the same midfield against a better team, and you look at that goal. Just watch the goal. I don't need to say much. Just watch that. If you're playing that position on the field, you gotta have to have better decision making. The commitment, knowing what can happen if you do not get that ball or you cannot make the tactical foul on Amari Gray in that position when you're up one goal. That can cost you titles. That can cost you leagues. That can cost you trophies. And that we've seen those errors too much from this team. The individual errors already this season. Jesse passing it back against Young Boys. That could be Champions League knockout stage right there. I mean, these types of mistakes, these types of players that are trusted in certain spots and continually trusted. Modric played against Villarreal. We looked great. How does he not get on the pitch when we're up by one goal?
I have no idea. He should have started. He should have started with Pogba. I mean, this is not...
Why do you bench Ronaldo, Sancho, and Pogba going in international break? We saw that last season. Leicester FA Cup quarterfinal. He benched Bruno Fernandes. We lose that. Arguably would have had a great chance at a trophy, sir. Similar patterns from Ole.
Well, here's the thing. Today should have been a 1-0 win. Like, United didn't really get out of first or second gear, but our defense... And if you're putting those two in, they should be good enough to lock down an Everton side, which they're playing good football at the moment, but they're not a top team, and we should be like swaying them to the side. If they're not offering that much going forward, which Fred do not and have not, and then they can't do the job defensively, which they do have not been doing. They did not in the month of September. Fred has two bites of the apple today in the goal they conceded.
Two bites.
And like classic Fred, like misses the first one, misses the second one.
He got worm on the second bite.
And then they just got cut open. De Gea's got nothing to do. And then we got nothing going back. You know, we had a couple chances, but nothing in the final third. Not sharp enough. And it looked like we were a little bit devoid of ideas. But I think it was like that team was set up to fail in McFred because you gave Everton too much credit. And they grew into the game.
Ronaldo, Pogba, Sancho benched. You know, obviously. But those players being left out for international break, it shows you sort of the thought process. It's got to be the physios worrying about soft tissue injuries, telling Ole what to do. I think at a certain point in the season, I mean, we saw Klopp ride the Scouse Bastards into the ground over a year and a half. Just ride that team, the same team over and over again. You're starting every week. You want to win the title, you're going to have to grind the team. There's no easy way to win the league on this type of tight fixture schedule with World Cup qualifying. So maybe it's the player's request. I don't know. But Everton at home, you should have your best team going international break on that pitch. And I don't think we did. Similar to the EFL Cup. We didn't have our best team out there. Arguably, that's the easiest trophy that we could win. We need something. We need silverware. These are big decisions by our manager that are going to cost us, sir. You want to look at the types of results we've had over the past couple of years under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and this is just, you want more from United. You want more from the manager. Matic out there. Ronaldo out there. Martial, sir. Martial and McFred. You start Martial and McFred, we draw 1-1. Is anyone surprised?
I mean, Martial got the goal. Credit to him, but it was hero.
You know what I mean.
I know, of course, but he didn't do anything else other than that goal. Great goal from Tony Martial. Good to see him on the score sheet.
Should have had a header as well.
Should have had a... That went nowhere near the target. So it's the McFred's killing us. But Ronaldo scores that first one. McFred's killing us. It's the McFred, sir. It's like they're not good enough going forward. They're not good enough going backwards. You have all those players on the bench.
It's like he's making the decisions without the urgency required. You understand? So it's like, yeah, I understand there's a tight fixture schedule on EFL and yada, 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 but you got to make these decisions. And when you put out these teams with this type of rotation before an international break and you draw, that's not the result. When you put out the rotation against West Ham and EFL and you lose, that's not the result. These are bad decisions at critical times for this team that can make a difference for them, not only the team and the manager. And that's what I struggle with, sir, in this type of position.
Well, hey, his back is against the wall, and sometimes what we see the best out of Ole is when his back against the wall. That seat,
yes, exactly.
The hot seat is very hot. It's a great time for international break, as the pod loves to say. Great time to draw Everton at home in another tepid performance for Manchester United. But
we know he's going to turn it around miraculously
because his big game's coming up.
Leicester will beat him. Atalanta will win, and then we'll be always at the wheel, sir. And we'll be. That's why we're the biased fan take from the couch chair, just riding this wave up and down at the wheel. There we go.
There we go. How we doing?
Sir, quick PSA for the podcast. That's right. We wear our heart on our sleeves. We are the American Red Devils for fans by fans. We give you that biased fan take on the couch. The sky is falling, always at the wheel, and everything in between. Sir, you said this team's going to kill me.
Kill me. Early grave.
Sir, I'll tell you, double 430s with losing to Villa and drawing Everton. That sounds like it's going to kill you.
Double the Fred Burger with cheese, bro.
Sir, you want to support this podcast? Check out our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/AmericanRedDevils. We post an exclusive behind-the-scenes episode every month. We just posted our September Patreon podcast. It's a great way to support the podcast. We don't have any ads. We think Patreon in 2021 is the way to go for fans to directly support us so we can keep doing it our way. Big shout out to Tim K. Big shout out to you for becoming a Patreon supporter. We really appreciate it. Check out our Patreon page, sir. We have 4 tiers. You can sign up for anything, and it goes a long way. Help this small-time operation. Check out our blog, www.AmericanRedDevils.com. We have great fan-generated content there. Also, click on store. We're going to get our badge logo, Stanley Chow badge logo shirts in stock. Scarves, everything, you name it. Another great way to support the pod. If Patreon isn't your thing or you haven't heard of it, sir, tell them about iTunes reviews.
iTunes reviews are a great way to support the pod, and they go a long way without having to pay a single dollar and helping us get found organically. Great way to support the pod. So here's all you have to do. Write a 5-star review on iTunes. If it's cheeky banner, even better. And send a screenshot to AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com with your mailing address, and I will personally send something to your home address. Free gesture for supporting the pod. We couldn't do it without you. Got a lot of great reviews coming in, and it goes a long way to support the pod.
Sir, let's break down this Everton match. Manchester United 1, Everton 1. I wish this game did that intro justice. Old Trafford, it is game week 7. Let's get into that starting lineup. Oh, my God. Dave Saves World number 1. Can't say better things about him today. Luke Shaw, Lindelof, bright spot today. Varane, Wan-Bissaka at the back. The McFred midfield with cheese, like you said. Martial on the left, Fernandes in the hole, Greenwood on the right, Cavani up top. So what are your thoughts on this lineup? You told me you weren't pumped going in.
I was, and we talk about it too much. It's probably becoming annoying for many fans just hear about McFred all the time. McFred, blame for everything, but disappointing. You know, like this is the team that we should be going out trying to boss at home. I was really looking forward, hopeful to see like the Matic, Pogba. Like that feels like the best combo we can have behind the front four. Martial, I don't hate it. He's got a good track record against Everton, and he did score, and he got hooked pretty early. I think he got injured, but didn't hate it. I just didn't like the midfield, and I don't think I was wrong.
The intention for 3 points is not here. This is the, I'm going to try to get away with one from the manager. A little too much for me. Like you said, Matic, Pogba, and then you throw Martial in there. Not going to mind that one, but maybe the Ronaldo for Cavani, you know, a little sharper. This is close. You know, one or two, even a Fred Pogba would have had more intention with maybe a Ronaldo or a Sancho Cavani. Martial Cavani, that's, you kind of want the, if I'm putting Cavani and I want Sancho on the wing, lighten it up, put it in great crosses, the Greenwood on the right, I like that. But then Martial slows it down a little bit.
Totally.
So I like him at number 9 more than I do like him on the left, especially with Cavani, who's going to be looking for that service. So I just thought a little too pedestrian from Ole, And when we watched it, it was a little pedestrian, sir. Why don't we get into this match?
United came out well enough, but we allowed Everton to quickly build into that game. Started early, 6 minute AWB actually put a nice ball in, a far post for Martial, but a poor headed effort wide. Have to imagine Ronaldo with like
dunks it,
and an informed Cavani, which he was not informed today because he had a couple chances, dunks that.
But United, Ole's reaction on the bench was a riot. He was so mad, and then he realized he was on camera and then tried to not be pissed, but like he knew that he knew that's a goal. A striker knows, sir.
I hate to say it, Ole, you're always on camera, bro. So get used to it.
No, but his reaction, his initial reaction, it was just like, like
another one that was frustrating. Ninth minute, Greenwood puts in a great ball, but no one's at the end of it. I'd like to see Cavani there. I think Ronaldo again is going to be sniffing at this ball. So some decent chances early, but then by the 16th minute, Everton were growing to that game, getting a grip of a Keane with a headed effort just wide from a free kick. Sir, we just looked a little shaky. We looked sloppy in possession. We just didn't have enough like penetration and intent moving forward. Whenever they kind of held the line, we had a hard time getting through the Everton midfield.
No, and then the hot start, and then Everton start getting comfortable. You know, I don't think we gave them too many sniffs. I mean, it wasn't Villarreal where they're just running riot. Villa actually cut us open more than Everton did here. So it wasn't like as atrocious as we've seen, which is an improvement. But then going forward is where we were sort of hands behind the back a little bit.
Yeah. And you know what? You don't want to be that vulnerable if you're playing such a defensive midfield and pairing. You know, you shouldn't be that vulnerable to an Everton side that I know playing decent football, but they don't even have a striker. You know, they're like playing Andrews Townsend up front. It's not like they're playing Calvert-Lewin and he's like that big threat. So should see better. 21st minute, Cavani had a nice chance with a decent header, but he should be scoring from a great Bruno ball. This one went, you know, he got it on target, but it was kind of like a tepid shot when really he's got to be better than that.
No, absolutely. We've seen vintage Cavani, informed Cavani, scores this.
And then, you know, what's becoming a recurring theme is this team does have a little piss and vinegar, and I'm started kicking off 29th minute between United and Everton, starting with McTominay. I didn't mind seeing that, like the players getting into his face, almost had like a bench clearer, but that was good to see it. What was that, 5 in the morning?
So that's a little fight. The boy's got some fight in him.
Little fight. You know who's got some fight in him is Dave Saves. 33rd minute, called into a good save after United just like it's caught out again, looking vulnerable through McFred. I think Fred gave the ball away on this one. Shocker. But De Gea with a nice low save. And then 36th minute, again, United gave the ball away. But Wan-Bissaka with a really good block. Just kind of putting it all in there. This goal coming in the 43rd minute, sir, was against the run of play.
Against the run of play, but United will get their goal.
Qué buena pelota de Greenwood. Opa, Fernández. Tocó Fernández para Marcelo Acosta. Gol! Gol! Del Manchester United. Qué jugada armaron. El pase de Bruno Fernández para Martial que le rompe el arco a Pickford. Gana el United en 42, 1-0.
Pero mira toda la jugada.
1-0, United with the goal against the grain of play. Great layoff from Bruno. Martial, great finish. Sir, United going in a half, up one goal. You think, all right, Martial left wing, great finish. We've seen it before. We're on a roll. Now let's get another goal, right?
Well, it's exactly what we needed, right? Yeah, Bruno, that great layoff pass. We've seen that pass a million times before. Awesome finish by Martial. Well done to him. Let's get a little of this.
$50 million down the drain. Tony Marshall scores again.
Exactly what a striker needs a goal sometimes to kind of get them in form. I'm hoping like, oh, let's go, boys. United are on. Turn the run of play. Hey, take a goal. Headed into halftime always, especially when the half was starting to go against you at the end of the first half because we were losing the grip of this game.
United come out in decent control of the second half, but that ends quickly. Ole sees it. He's like, I got this attack. I think there was a Martial knock. 57th minute double sub. Sancho and Ronaldo on for Cavani and Martial. Obviously, there's Cavani. He has fitness questions. Martial, rumor with a knock. I need a Matic here. I need a lockdown shop from Ole. I like the intent from the attacking side. Hey, we got to get a goal. But you always knew, sir. You always knew Fred and McTominay. They make me a little nervy, especially with Lindelof back there. There was a chance this Everton could get one at us, even without a striker. 61st minute, McTominay squanders a good chance in the box. Another reason why playing both Fred and McTominay, they kind of limit you a little bit, because that arguably could be Donnie hitting the goal in the 61st minute, sir. And you don't convert your chances. Everton coming back. Ah, 65th minute.
Ducuré, qué bien la hizo. Qué bien la hizo Ducuré. Acá está el empate. Tauser que le pega. Gol. Gol.
All right. We don't need to, you know, we got the Ronaldo C from Andros Townsend, the Crystal Palace player. You know him, sir. You know him. Doing that in our house. Disrespectful. Our Everton fan on the text thread, you know, he basically said after the first half, we're a dirty team, bunch of mercenaries, zero class or cohesion.
Yeah, he hates United. Don't give him any. I thought we were giving credence to the trolls. He's like number one troll.
He's a good friend.
No, of course he's a good friend. But
no, that's the type of banter we get.
Yeah, they talk smack. That's what we're all about. That dude, that is like, what's wrong with Fred in a nutshell? Watch that goal. Watch the whole goal. I hate slight individual players on a Manchester United podcast. I love this team. I love these players. But like, we know what he's not good at. And
has a player
keep saying it over and over again, but player.
But has a player ever gotten more chances? I mean, like, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I never, no. Not this team.
It's, you know.
Has the advantage in the first ball, doesn't get to it, can do something, try and foul him. Like, give all. I want more like reckless yellows just stopping the run of play from Fred.
No, and the stats, right? So, you know, if you look at how he compares to Fabinho, which is man shitty. Scouse bastards. Rodri, shitty. And Jorginho, challenges lost during a game. He leads those three. 3.11 challenges lost a game. Passing accuracy, he's the lowest, 82%. And unsuccessful touches, 1.45. The next worst is Jorginho, 1.13. But the challenges lost. But if you said challenges lost in what position, you see Fred going a lot as last man back and he loses that challenge that you can't lose. And that comes down to decision making. And to be honest, I don't think Fred's a bad player. I think he's put in a role where any mistake he makes arguably leads to a goal. And that's not the role that he should be playing for this team. There needs to be another player behind him. The CDM we should have signed. Call whoever you want to. There's a million people we've been linked to. Kamavinga, sir, Sal, whoever could play behind Fred and not make Fred that guy that has to make that call, that tactical foul he should have made, the 50-50 ball he should have won, that should be another player. Matic can be that player, but he doesn't have the legs. I think he's put in a bad spot for this team, and Ole is either saying, hey, I don't have the players, so my hands are up, or is this the best I got? I don't know. Mourinho signed him and wouldn't even play him. That's how bad. Mourinho signed him for $50 million and saw what he saw in training and wouldn't play him. And Ole plays him every week. I think we're seeing, we haven't seen a lot of great results, unfortunately.
Makes the same mistakes over again. That three lost challenges when you're in the midfield, making those really critical challenges, because he bites. And when he misses, we're caught wide open, right? The amount of times that we're caught like wide open playing two holding central defensive midfielders is like shouldn't happen. So it's not working. And I think we're putting Fred in position to fail because he probably needs a real CDM behind him. Like maybe Matic Fred.
Well,
but unlock Fred. I don't know. But like whatever the way it's lining up, the same thing happens over and over.
Yeah, but
and
McTominay,
over and over again.
If you watch how we play, McTominay is the player with impotence to go and attack. You see McTominay in the opposition box. That's kind of where Ole thinks McTominay should be, and Fred should be the last man back. That's a decision made by the manager. Now, I think that should be flipped, right? Even if Fred can't hit the broadside of a barn with shooting, he had a great pass that led to the goal, the winner in Villarreal.
True.
If Fred were the one to get forward, I like McTominay. He plays center back in a three for Scotland. He should be the lockdown guy. McTominay wins that challenge. But I feel like Fred is the guy that's playing there. So those roles, obviously, it's fluid. It's not like that every time Fred can go forward. But I do think there's sort of a shade to McTominay going up the pitch, being in the attack, and Fred being last man back. And it should be reversed. So I want to say Fred is a good player. I just think that last man back, Fernandinho, Jorginho, every decision I make either wins this or loses this the game. That's not his role, but he's being put in that role over and over. And then that, to me, goes to Ole a little bit with Fred just not being able to do that job and him continually putting that peg, round peg in that square hole. And either he's saying, I don't got anybody, that, but he ain't saying that to the press. So it's one of those things.
And you have players that can play that role that are literally throwing gum at you at Villarreal because they're like, yo, can I get a start? Dude, give Donny a go, bro. I don't think he misses both bites of the apple today.
There needs to be more of that.
Just try something else. You can't
somebody. We need to get something going. We need to get something going when you get Pogba in the two. We need somebody who can deal with it with those types of challenges and decisions. It could be Donny. Could be Lindelof. Hell, anybody, sir. I mean, like, we just need somebody who can play in that spot for this team and just let everyone go forward and just like be able to manage it with the two center backs going on the counter, and we're just getting beat. That goal, obviously, Ole finally saw something, sub Pogba for Fred. He got the hook. I think that's like a big one for Fred getting pulled after that. Ole probably can't even hide it anymore. Ronaldo, 74th minute with a snapshot across the face of goal. Sancho set him up. This was pretty good from Sancho. I thought he looked sharper coming on the left side for United, which that's a good thing to see despite the disappointing result. 80th minute, Bruno, great ball. Nobody home. Again, kind of the symptoms of early season, in my opinion. 81st minute, Pogba with another curling chance. One of these has to go in. He's been close, probably two or three of these this year. He'll be hitting these soon. 83rd minute, Pogba involved again. Decent chance in the air, but can't quite connect. I thought Pogba came on, looked great.
He did.
He looked Sancho great. Came on, looked great. Ronaldo kind of begging for service.
Yeah.
But the Pogba has to start. He's got to start this game. Pogba bench. Don't get it.
I got nothing, bro.
We're a better team with him and McTominay or him and Fred in the midfield. 100% against Everton. We probably don't lose this game with him on the pitch for 90. 85th minute, Everton score, but Mina offsides. Our Everton friend said he was robbed. Mina, right. The center back we were linked to, you know, whatever.
They could have him.
He was offsides by a mile. And then 90th minute, Sancho scuffs. That's it. 1-1 draw. I said 2-2 draw. We haven't been playing well, sir. We're limping in an international break. We're dying for form. Hopefully Leicester City away. You know, we have good away form. Lads are going to get rested. Rashford's going to come back. He's a chosen one, sir. Always has been, you know.
I don't think he needs more attacking options. I don't think that's going to, like, the thing is, Rashford's not playing CDM. He's a great player. World class. Like, I'm so excited to see Marcus back in the fold.
This guy doesn't want Marcus. I cannot wait for him to get
back. But that's not going to fix the problem, sir. Like, maybe look at the mojo a lift. But, like, at the end of the day, this is a selection issue. We have, it might be given, like, harder decisions because you have more options up front. He has so many options up front. It's almost unbelievable. But we are due to turn things around, and we usually do when we play really tough opposition, and that's what's coming. So it's a great time for international break. Great time to drop points.
But with Rashford, I'd be like, at a certain point, Ole just got to go for it. I mean, like, Sir Alex Ferguson's last game, 5-5 draw with West Brom. We need a little of that. We need a little just, like, put all attackers like, just go for it and go, like, concede goals, get goals, like, wide open game, win. Sometimes you need to win a shootout. And if we don't have a CDM this season, maybe we need to start having shootouts. Like, but Ole's got to do something. There has to be some solution other than McFred. That's all. I'm frustrated that he's not inventive enough to just sort of start going at teams and going at games and picking spots. And sir, like, we should just be putting all of our attackers on at the 70th minute. We did look a little better when everyone sort of came on, but just not enough gumption, not enough to win a title, sir. That's kind of where I'm going with it. We don't have the urgency to win a title from the manager at the moment. Match stats, we had 70% of the ball there, 30% dominated, six versus two on shots on target. Not bad from the stat sheet, but just not good enough.
10 corners, sir. 10 corners, not enough created from the corner chances. Maybe they're good at defending it, but that was an area that we've heard a lot of hype around. United's going to get much more dangerous set pieces. Didn't see it today. Could have used some good chances from corners to really make a move.
Sir, Bruno Fernandes has 50 goal involvements in 58 Premier League games, 30 Same. Goals, 20 assists. Only Andy Cole, Alan Shearer, and Cantona reached 50 goal involvements in fewer games. Shout out to Andy Cole and Eric Cantona, 43. By the way. Manchester United now conceded at least one goal in each of the last nine games at Old Trafford. If you're playing fantasy, get the defenders off your team. The longest run of games without a clean sheet at home in the top flight since February 1971. Oof. Give one to get one, sir. Martial has scored five against Everton. Not too shabby. And Ronaldo is starting a Premier League match at Old Trafford from the bench for the first time since May 2007. A lot of Ronaldo stats. A lot of nostalgia for Cristiano Ronaldo. But arguably you could say Ronaldo needs a rest because he's older. Pogba don't need no rest. Sancho don't need no rest. Those players got to be playing. XG, Everton beat us. They had 1.2 to our 0.8. We've been dying on XG. Sir, we've been dying forever on XG. If you actually look at the historical XG, no team, I think, had a bigger gap between XG and points than United did last year. Oh, by the way, you can only keep that for so long. It's going to catch up with you. It's not a perfect stat, but it's a good one. Villarreal, double our XG. Everton coming to our house, getting more, arguably better chances than we did. I mean, it's not a great look.
No, and you know what? The opposition is going to get a lot more difficult. There's going to be nowhere to hide. And sink or swim time, baby, because the next 6 weeks are massive for this team. So, Ole, time to turn it around, man. Let's go.
What do we know? Let's check in with the manager. Again, audio issues here. They're not us. It is that bad listening to these pressers.
Ole, heard you on TV there talking about should have dealt with that situation better. Do you feel as though saying many of the same things after a lot of the games? It just seemed fairly obvious thing to stop that attack, really.
Yeah, you know, we did have enough players behind the ball. We make a couple of bad decisions, which costs us, you know, in those 10 seconds or whatever spell that counterattack worked for. So that's something you can. We were well enough organized behind the ball, but we should have dealt with the danger better.
Whoa.
Ali, what's your feeling at this stage of the season? Obviously, you've got an international break now, and then six really big games coming up after that.
Every game's a big game at Man United. So it's a big month. It has been a big month. Lots of changes happened at the club in the last month. So of course, we just got to be focused, make sure we use the international break well. Us as coaches who's staying at home, the other ones who go away on their national teams, come back with energy again and clear focus, good mindset. Hopefully they'll do well. But, you know, the mindset's good. The players are hungry to improve. And today we dominated the game. We just couldn't get that second goal that you need in games like this, because Everton, as we knew from last season, can score a goal from nowhere.
Sir, I gotta say it.
Say it.
You. I've watched a lot of Ole pressers. I know.
Thinking what you're thinking. Sir.
I know
go
this.
Ahead, keep going.
I know this man. Like I know his body language. I know his. He's saying it.
How confident did he look?
He's saying it, but it ain't. He ain't believing it, right? No. That right, like there's something about Ole there is sort of going through the motions a little bit because there's something else going on in his head. And I'm sure he's thinking like, whoa, I'm sweating it right now. Not like I'm going to get fired. We talked about Ole getting terminated connection with the board is only related to top four. I don't think there's any way that he is going to get fired anytime soon as the manager of Manchester United, but there's some dynamic that's going on, and we heard some rumors about Ronaldo talking about how the team needs to play better.
That ain't stopping. That ain't not going to stop over right now. No, no. It's going to get worse.
No, totally, but that's what could cause him to sort of look like that. He kind of looks a little off, looks a little going through the motions, looks like something else is on his mind, or he's shook, or he's worried about something. Because like it's been a rough patch of games, and before he was able to like hold it together, the only thing I can think of is Ronaldo is that big figure coming to the locker room, and he ain't going to have it. He ain't coming here to play for top four.
No,
he ain't coming here to not make it out of the group stage of Champions League. And so I think the pressure is kind of amped up, and maybe Ole realizes that and he's feeling the heat. Maybe it's internal heat, some type of heat where Ole looks like he's seeing ghosts a little bit.
He looked a little shook. Like, he usually is a pretty confident guy, obviously hell of a player. And I think he has that kind of confidence. He's had it since he's been here, but like today in that presser they just showed, and we always watch his face on camera, of course, doing the pod. Doesn't look the most confident. Like, the expectations have risen so much higher because Ronaldo showed up. And Ronaldo expects to win. He wants to win everything. He came to win. And someone that's going to hold him back from winning, he's going to call that out, and that's going to be exposed.
So he's got nowhere to hide right now.
He's got nowhere to hide because this team is good enough that they have to be challenging, has to be going pretty deep in the Champions League.
Well, you always side with Ronaldo, right? The whole thing is
Ronaldo's team, like, as you said.
It's Ronaldo's team, you know, and honestly, like, when Ronaldo comes in, he's a bigger figure than Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. His opinion matters more than Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, you know.
It's true.
And if he says it, sir, it will be the law of the land at Manchester United, because he only wants to win, and anything that could get in the way of winning, Aegon. Because Ronaldo's under contract. He can't go. So he's got to win it here, and by hook or by crook, he will. So, sir, let's just see how it plays out. Let's see how the results in October go. But again, you know, up and it could go down. Ole usually has that magic trick, sir. I have a good feeling. I do not look at the table, sir. I'm going to shut off the audio. I'm closing my eyes. You're pulling it up. You want to give the American Red Devils kind of the latest on the table.
I'll do it. Close your ears, sir. This is midway through game week 7, so a couple teams still have to play. Chelsea, top of the table, 16 points. Then it's the pack is pretty tight. Liverpool at 14 points. United at 14 points. Everton at 14 points. Brighton 14 points. City 13. And then it thins out West Ham, Villa, Arsenal, Brentford. Obviously, Liverpool still need to play this weekend. Same with City. Same with West Ham. But bad time to drop points against a really winnable opponent. The fixture's not going to get any more easy because they're going to about to be real tough. So, hey, this is usually when the manager shines. When his back's against the wall, when the hot seat's heating up, temperature check, 400, 425, I would say easy. It's hot.
The oven goes to 500.
I know that. And they start losing some of these tough games, it's going to be on the broiler, sir.
But it's early. It's early.
Expectations are sky high. Sky high. Sancho for Ron's one thing. You sign Ronaldo, bro. It's like, there ain't no excuses. There's nowhere to hide, dude.
Yeah,
you're at Everest. You're at like literally 29,000 feet. You're sucking the thinnest air, dude.
I mean it.
Like, the margin for error is so thin.
So that's the death zone.
It is. Exactly, bro. So it's like, you need an oxygen tank. You need to know what you're doing. You need to be an expert. You need Sherpas. And right now, Ole, it's just like, He's got to execute. He's got to perform because the games that are coming up are so big, sir. So big.
Look, as a fan, biased fan from the couch, I am not happy with the football we've played in September, especially with you consider the signings. But you got to give it time. You got to see how we do against the Leicesters. You win Atalanta at home. That's a big game. You lose it. That's a big result. So you're going to know. I'm not the manager of Manchester United, but I'm going to know. But I know I see Ole on the presser sweating. And I know international break is probably coming at a good time so they can sort out who should be playing, when, how to win, what's the best plan of action. I'm looking at you, McKenna. I'm looking at you, Carrick. Everybody on the sideline, we need to figure this out. We need to sort it. We need big results, sir. Those big results can propel us to silverware. It is not quite out of reach by any margin. So we just need to turn around, get the attacking mojo flowing, come up with that plan B and execute, sir. I believe.
Sir, I'm going to our first game in the Manchester United American Red Devil season ticket holder patch. I'm going to the Scouser game. That is going to be a big game. Because we're going to have those two games before it, Leicester and Atlanta.
Sir, a patch. You sound like you got a piece of the turf that you're going to be sitting on.
I might take a piece of that turf with me. I might take a piece of my seat with me. But that is going to be a huge match for this manager and this squad. Obviously, it's early, early, early. It's always early. But you got to keep up with the pace. And the Champions League, there's no excuses in that group either.
We step up against big teams.
I know. And that's why I'm not that worried, because I'm expecting
step up.
Ole starts shining.
We step up. I haven't heard the rumors Pogba signed a new deal because he loves it at United. So remember, I said that.
Remember that rumor?
Where'd that come from? You know, that we don't need more of that, sir. Let's get into the news. United in the news. Sir, I trust you. I haven't looked at these news articles, so you know. Alex picks them. I'm sure he got the Ronaldo news in there.
What Ronaldo news?
The Ole coming out. Ronaldo saying he wants to play a certain way. Ole coming, like, that was big news this week. That's not in here.
That's not in here. Sorry. Go ahead. Start with that. Where did it break?
This is like McFred news here.
I gave you a McFred with cheese.
Manchester United step up their interest in AC Milan's Frank Kessie serving up a nothing burger with cheese here on transfers.
Come on, bro.
Sorry, I just had to say it because I haven't looked at the news. I see like AC Milan. I'm like, what are you talking about?
All right, guys.
So give me the details on AC Milan's midfielder that we're interested in.
Frank Kessie. He looked good last season when we played them in the Europa League. He's out of contract next summer. He can sign a pre-contract in January. He's 24 years old. I believe he is from the Ivory Coast, if I remember correctly. But he's a solid central defensive midfielder. Would fit the mold perfectly.
Sir, you watched the tape.
He'd have the Baye Ahmad connect. And obviously, Pogba's leaving on a free. So give one, forget one. I like that's the new game. Is like, let's sign players that are out of contract and give them big wages so we don't have to pay transfer fees. I like that.
Sir, next bit of news here. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer sets return date for Manchester United forward Marcus Rashford. He revealed Rashford was in training. He's aiming to make his return against Leicester City. I don't think he's going to start. Be more of sort of a sub opportunity. Sir, what do you make of Marcus? You said you kind of downplayed his impact because he does not play CDM.
Well, I just think, like, I don't think the team is going to have attack figured out for them. I think, like, the problems right now are in the middle of the park. Until those problems are figured out, that is the tail that's wagging the dog right now. So it's like, until we figure that out, we're not going to figure anything else out, right? That's why the defense is leaky, and that is why the offense is not firing all cylinders. So I think Rashford's another great option. What a player he is. He's a top, top player. But United have so many attacking options that that's not the problem. The problem is just, like, we can't figure out the midfield. Until we do, we're going to suffer.
Oh, all right, sir. I'm pulling up the news live here on the podcast. This was the story that broke. So, you know, I always looking for that sort of, you know, sir, we have a, I believe we have a sound here on the podcast. Let me try to pull it up here.
There we go.
All right, sir. I'm going down that road here. Ronaldo apparently wants the ball moved quicker at Manchester United.
Don't we all?
When teams set up against a low block, it's important that we pass the ball quickly and to the right players in space. That has apparently led to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer urging his players to move the ball quicker because it's Ronaldo's team. Essentially, then there was a presser, I think the pre-match presser for Everton, where Ole kind of laughed about this or kind of laughed it off like Ronaldo is telling him what to do. But then today, Ronaldo shaking his head going down the tunnel. Obviously disappointed he was benched. We drew. He wants to win. So you're kind of having these two things. You have the old United expectations of winning, which is Ronaldo. That's what he represents. And you have sort of the Ole Mr. Nice guy. Hey,
man.
Be nice to win a trophy one day.
Hey, man.
And Ronaldo's like, yo, bro, I signed the two-year deal. This is my last go at it. We need to win now. We need to win a lot and now. And we got to do it. And we can't be having this sort of lack of urgency here from the manager. So this is what turns up the heat on Ole, right? Yeah. So I don't think the board's going to turn up the heat on Ole. I think the fans have, you know, are not there. Like if you say, if we have a horrid October, they'd be there obviously, but Ronaldo is there. Ronaldo is saying what we're not doing right. It's his team. He comes in, he wants to win now. Ole is going to be the guy to blame because of Ronaldo. You saw it with Messi at PSG. Messi's not playing well at PSG. It's only five games. The press, the world press is all over that story. Like, it's wrong. Pochettino can't do it. Da, da, da. It's like, just these types of players, he scores the goal in the Champions League. Everything's forgotten. But you look at the Ronaldos and the Messis, they are bigger than the manager. They are bigger than the club, sir. And they're just, like I said, they're a planet. They're a planet, dude. And Ronaldo's bringing the way he wants to play. By the way, he knows how to break down a low block.
Yeah.
He's done it his whole career, and it's Ronaldo's team. That's basically what this tells me. That's kind of why we see Ole looking like a ghost, is his expectation of, hey, this is a project and we're building something here. That's over. It's like, win now. No, and Ronaldo's bringing that mandate. So when people said you sign Ronaldo, it can go bad, it could go good. This expectation of winning, which I want as a fan, we need this type of urgency here from Ronaldo. So I do appreciate it.
And it's what the club needs, because the only way we're going to take a step forward is if the expectations rise and the team rises with it. So it's like the team is ready to rise. The manager needs to rise. He's going to have nowhere to hide. And we're going to see what he's made of in the next month or two. He's going to be telling. And if Ole is ready to sink or swim, because like you said, expectations are massive. It's winning. That's it. That's Ronaldo only has a couple years left, ready to play in England. He wants to win now. And if like Ole's going to be holding them back, then I worry for Ole.
Let's jump into fan questions at J. McLiver on Twitter. Quote, a few things. Oh, sir, we got the wrong fan questions. This is from the Champions League here. We got news, fan questions, sir. We got it here. Hold on.
We're right on top.
All right, here we go. We're doing it live, sir, as we always do on the American Red Devils podcast. One way through. We don't record it twice, sir.
Never,
don't edit
never,
this thing.
Never.
At Dave Paws, quote, individual mistakes cost us again. Amen. Fred should have stopped them on the halfway line. But apart from that, the team played well and should have won. Sancho played well when he came out.
Not wrong.
He's not wrong. You know, but it's the manager's decisions that put us in a spot to not win. You know, I just think that we lack that. Ole's sort of decisions don't bring the wins. They hamper this team a little bit.
I think we're starting to see us being held back by McFred. I mean, like, if they're going to be your duo that just locks down teams and they give up a goal like that, it should have been a 1-0 win.
Well, let me pause that. You look at Villarreal. We have the better team. We should win 9 out of 10, right? But Ole's decisions helped us not win that, is what I'm trying to get at. And I think his starting 11 helped us not win this Everton game, which we are better than and have better players than who could have played and increased our chances at winning.
He did not get a lot right today. You line up with McFred, you're positioning the team to fail. I'm sorry, against Everton. We saw it against Villa. Nothing's changed. He actually played a weaker side today. Less attacking intent. Sir, wake up.
At Jamal Mota, quote, sirs, honestly, it didn't feel that poor, but giving up a goal was horrible. I like we subbed early, you know, credit to Ole there, and enjoyed the Cavani start, but damn, we got to be better. No CDM really did us in. We all saw how did management not. I mean, it's true, sir. I don't like to beat our drum. We knew that position needed to be strengthened because you can't do another season of that midfield and try to win serious trophies. It's just, you can get away with a Martial and not a, you could arguably get away with not having Ronaldo and strengthening midfield and doing better, honestly. Like, we need the Ronaldo, we need that cutting edge, but I think we have goals. You have the Cavani's, you have the Greenwood's, you have Rashford, who's coming back, but it's really that midfield that we're just dying, like you said.
Yeah, try, but he's got to try the players he's got. McFred's not working. Try Matic, try Donny, try something else.
Challenge for Ole.
Try something else.
It's literally a challenge for Ole to fix it, and he just goes back to that warm blanket. At T. Zolski, quote, I'm not sure how Ole survives this. He's done a great job getting players in, but I think it's time we had a legit manager. I feel like we're just treading water at this point. I feel you, at Todd Zolski, but me and Alex, we talked about this on the Patreon podcast. You look at the managers we had, Moyes, LVG, Mourinho. On the day, Mourinho is a better tactical manager than Ole. LVG is as well. David Moyes, I don't know. Like tactical genius, LOL. But they're better than Ole. But Mourinho left this team in shambles because he couldn't deal with the press. He couldn't deal with player recruitment. He couldn't deal with the board. So these three things, arguably LVG, Moyes, and Mourinho failed at. Ole's doing a great job. The squad's in a great place. It's almost like he needs better staff. Could it be Carrick and McKenna? Could they take on a bigger role on match day, helping picking the 11? Is Ole doing too much? You got to play to your strengths. Ole has strengths. This whole idea that like we got to beat Ole like a baby seal with a club, it's like on this pod, is not the thing. You got to be like
poor baby seal.
Arguably. Like, look at the signings LVG made. Oh my God.
They're terrible.
Look at how Mourinho managed the locker room at Manchester United. terrible.
Press.
I would argue like Ole is better than all three of those managers. It's just the last bit. It's that Villarreal final.
It's a big bit.
Everton at home. Yes, it's a big bit.
It's a really big bit.
But if you were running a business, which this is a business, you have to say maybe Ole should be doing some of these things and maybe somebody else should be doing the other things and figuring out how to make it work, because you can't say it's all bad. I would argue the things that Ole succeeds at are harder than the game day management.
No, almost picking the 11 and making the subs is like more straightforward, or should be, because
exactly
whoever's doing it should cede control to it, because like you said,
should be like a nerdy guy.
Things that Ole's good at, he's really good at. And the things that he's not good at, he's like really not good at.
Like when football manager.
When you're getting exposed by Unai Emery and there's like a class difference in in-game management, like that's like so obvious from a player that was rejected by Arsenal. He's a perfect La Liga manager, but you got like exposed wickedly twice in 4 months. You got to put the onus on somebody else. Like who? So I need someone in my staff to call these games out for me that's good at it, because he's not doing it well. And he needs someone to rely on, because he does so much else well that is important to the modern era of this job that like it's a tough reason to fire a manager.
But be careful what you wish for.
He's going to be judged on this.
Be careful what you wish for, because all three managers who have good professional track records could not handle the press, they cannot handle the board, and they cannot handle managing the dressing room. And I would argue if you can't do those three, you got no shot on game day.
Right.
Right? And who knew Ole could do such a good job in the other? And thank God he's done a good job, because look how good this team is now. And look, it does have parallels with Chelsea, and like maybe Ole's the guy to get this great squad assembled, and there's someone to hammer the nail and win those trophies. I don't know who that is. I couldn't look out there. I asked you, I said, who else could do it? You have no idea. Nobody has any idea. You got to give Ole time. He's done a lot of good things. And for him to fix this stuff after international break is a good time. So October, big month, big games. We've seen it do it before, sir. We can't be all down on Ole. At United Scores, disgusted. Speaking of not being down on Ole, I don't ever remember wanting an international break. I want one now. Ole, this is on you. Figure out the game plan, or if you're going to continue this moments of individual brilliance, then at least get the team sheet right. I have to agree. Pre-international break, benching players, unbelievable. At you, Boson, can't deal with this anymore. The manager is a McFred fiend, and it can't be explained rationally. It gives us nothing defending and the counters and nothing in attack. Limits our ability to change the games with subs. Everton's freaking second string at home, and we're close to losing. Boom.
Nailed it. He's a McFred addict. It's the warm, and now it's a wet blanket because it's starting to get you cold, and it's actually being a deterrent to our success. And Ole, he's got a couple months left, man. And but by November, we'll know. By mid to late November, you'll have exactly an idea of, like, is he good enough? Or is it going to be a Tuchel kind of situation? And that's not to say like he hasn't done a great job in getting the team to where it's at, but there's an expectation level that is so freaking high that wouldn't have been there if Ronaldo didn't come. If you just signed Varane and Sancho, it's different. It's like the planet, like you said. The planet has arrived, and now they're like leaking shit back to the press that we need to play faster. Dude, he wants his boy Matic to start, bro. Passing out those lines. I miss Matic Pogba. Where's that midfield at?
At Sabres Car Guy 9, quote, I thought we hired a set piece coach. 10 corners, no goals, but allowed the counter for their goal. Sack the coach now. Hashtag glory, glory, Man United. I mean, that's a great point. New set piece coach, and we're caught out on a corner, sir. Embarrassing. Can't do it. At SSG Rocky 17, he's out of his depth. The latest runs prove it. Since we can't play the counterattack anymore, we've pretty much sucked the big donkey, you know. It shows he doesn't have the ability to manage. It shows he doesn't have the ability to manage or motivate his players to get the job done. Great icon, but not a good manager. I think being a manager in this day and age, there's a lot of pieces to it. And I would actually argue Ole's job has more roles than, say, like a Klopp. You know, I don't think Klopp is doing as much deciding who we sign as Ole is.
Yeah.
I think Ole is involved with Murtaugh. He's involved in those decisions, and he's made great ones. The signings, this team where we're at. So I can't dismiss him altogether, but I do agree there might be two roles there. And yes, the game day, match day, in-game role is
pretty big.
Is dying right now. He's dying. But like in the last 10 years, we have never been in a better spot as far as like you look at the roster, you look at where we're at, and we're just not playing to the potential. And you're right, that's the manager, and it kind of exposes him. But I don't want to get rid of the other stuff. You know, it's a difficult thing. It's like
it's a balance. It's a really it's a tight. It's
because you're bringing a Mourinho, and look what can happen.
And Chelsea, they brought in a new manager, but they had a competent front office. It's like, I think Ole's helping that front office and kind of like instill the vision, ideas about transfers, who we want in, who's the right personality. So you don't want to lose all the good stuff he's doing, but it's like the other thing is such a weakness that it's being exposed week in, week out, that there's not going to be anywhere to hide. At the end of the day, a manager is judged by results. Simple as that. It's like a very simple business.
At @mmmarin_805, quote, FC Bagel as usual with McFred on the field. There is no holding midfield. I'll tell you what.
FC Bagel.
An early draw brings out the hot banter on
it
Twitter.
Does. It really does. The best of Twitter.
At Had Broadcast, if United are serious about competing for the Premier League title, they will have a new manager in place after the national break. Ooh. Love Ole, but it's time to move on. I'm trying to hit on all the different points here. And at Mike United Mets, we're going to end on this one. He usually has a calming voice in this sort of tweet storms that we get and everyone being upset. We need to find the killer instinct to put games away, something we've been missing for years. When it's 1-0, we need to make it 2 or 3. There are brighter days ahead. This team will come together. Keep the faith. Hashtag glory, glory, Man United. And that's actually a great point. We need to have we need to find a way to win. Like, winning is something you learn. Teams learn how to win. When you're up 1-0, how to make the tactical foul instead of giving up the goal. How to play a little tighter at the back while taking the good chances going forward, getting Bruno in pockets with Ronaldo, and then being aware of the risk behind us because it's 1-0. That type of thought process and execution wins you titles, and this team doesn't have it. At the moment, we can counter big teams, we can win big games, but the consistency over time, the decision-making in key positions, the learning how to win, we do not have right now. And that's what we saw today, is this team should win, can't win.
Because you got to be winning today. You know, we actually outplayed them, had 70% of the possession, wasted a lot of big chances, and then just like, you know, we were on a corner, and we let them just cut us open like Swiss cheese and concede the goal, had nothing in response, not enough gilded chances, didn't challenge Pickford nearly enough today. So expectations are rising. Team's got to rise with it.
So that's the podcast. We will be dropping an international break, U.S. Men's National Team Takeover podcast on Tuesday. We got USA Jamaica Thursday, October 7th. Big game. Panama, USA, October 10th. Costa Rica, USA, Wednesday, October 13th. Sir, could be exciting round of World Cup qualifying for the U.S. Men's National Team. If it's your thing, take a listen. If you don't know much about the U.S. Men's National Team, don't worry, neither does Alex. We'll be breaking it down. We'll be covering and watching these games, sir. Unfortunately, it feels a bit like United. The United States National Team kind of bouncing around early in their first qualifying games, and we hope to see a more polished product here because we got some easy teams. We need to be winning these games, 7 points minimum. I'm excited to be watching some USA soccer, sir.
Hey, nothing better to do. You might as well watch some USA soccer. It's on in the afternoon, which is a delight. You know, evening games. That is a departure from what I'm used to for Manchester United my whole life. It's always been an early morning. So evening games, no United on. Let's go USA. Burkhalter. How's he doing?
His new nickname. Burkhalter.
The Burke.
Let's go.
The Burke.
We are the American Devils. We are for fans by fans. Thank you for everyone who listens to the podcast. If you like it, please share it out on social media. Tell a friend. We're a small-time operation, sir. That goes a long way to help us. You want to support the podcast, check out our website, www.americanreddevils.com. Support us on Patreon, www.patreon.com/americanreddevils, or write a review on iTunes. It's free. Again, helps us get found organically. Sir, we had some top downloads last 7 days. You want to give us that list?
Let's give that list. How many mispronunciations will I get? All of them, half of them, most of them. We'll find out in a second.
So it's easy.
Number one, how you doing? Herndon, Virginia. Toronto, Canada. Runcorn, United Kingdom. San Francisco, California. Appreciate you. Clemson, South Carolina. Uplands, Vasabe, Sweden. Thank you very much. Let's go Sweden. Oak Hill, West Virginia. Broussard, Louisiana. Islington, they're all mouthfuls though. Islington, United Kingdom, and last but not least, Chicago, Illinois. Appreciate all the American Red Devils listening week in, week out. America doubles. Are we getting a break, an international break? Doesn't sound like it. This guy, Pod never sleeps. U.S. men's national team. I heard they're going places.
It's a World Cup.
Jamaica. We're going to show Jamaica what's up.
Jamaica's dangerous, too. We have a World Cup. It's huge. It doesn't happen every year. It's also going to be a big part of next season. We'll be covering the World Cup as well as far as the U.S. men's national team is concerned. It's smack dab right in the middle of the winter, which is going to be unbelievable. First time ever. But a World Cup year, it's special. There's also big qualifying for United players. We'll mention that as well on the podcast. But everyone have a great international break. There's never been a better time to draw Everton 1-1, sir.
Never been a better time. Ready? I'm ready for the up. I'm ready for the big games in October. It's going to be a wild one.
All right, we're going to leave you with United Calypso, one of our favorite chants here. Everyone have a good one.